Second to Wake Forest. Marsh replaces Bradford.
Hepburn with 8 first half points. Hasn't had a lot of free throw attempts. 6 of 10 coming into the game. Missed the first here. Good with the second. 6 of 10 coming into the game. Missed the first here. Good with the second. 35-31, Wake Forest. 24.4 seconds left in the half, so no shot clock. Wake Forest could take the final shot if it chooses. 20 seconds left of the break. Appleby walks it to the front court. Hepburn digs in. Appleby high on the right. Picked up by Ilver on a switch. And Appleby goes down. Lost the ball. Got it back on the left side. 8 seconds left in the half. Appleby weaving in the lane, up right hand, good, with 5 seconds left in the half. Here comes Chucky, 2 seconds left, one, half court heave, counts if it goes, yes sir! Chucky Hepburn sticks one from half court. He did it again.
What do you think Wes Matthews is thinking?
I see you.
Only fitting, huh?
From the midcourt logo, Chucky Hepburn pulls the Badgers to within 3. Thought this game would be from it. My Badger goggle said he got it off in plenty of time. But before we throw to a break, we want to make sure. Greg Gard was looking over. Officials are all there. And we're going to assume they're going to count that bad boy. Yes, sir, it will count. And we're at the end of the first half here at the Kohl Center from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Our score at the break, Wake Forest 37, Wisconsin 34. Back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Hotly contested Big Ten ACC matchup at the Kohl Center here tonight at the break. Wake Forest 37, Wisconsin 34. Tyree Appleby as advertised. He has 12 points in the first half. Cameron Hildreth with 8. Damari Monsanto, Matthew Marsh East with 6. Andrew Carr with 3, Davion Bradford with 2, Chucky Hepburn with 12 for the Badgers, including a half-court buzzer beater to pull the Badgers to within 3. Stephen Crowell has 9, Tyler Wall with 5, 3 for Jordan Davis, 3 for Isaac Lindsay, and 2 for Max Questman. At the half, Wake Forest 37, Wisconsin 34. Stay with us. Mike is back with the SVA halftime interview. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday sale, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Get your projects done with a wet dry shop vacuum from Masterforce. You can get it for the low price of only $54.99. Give your floors a deep clean and get a Hoover Power Scrub Carpet Extractor. Save $90 instantly and get it for only $149. Menards Black Friday deals are good through December 4th while supplies last.
Save big money at
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university. Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. Wake Forest leads Wisconsin 37-34 at halftime. Chuck Hepburn with that bomb from just in front of the timeline. A swish for Hepburn. Hepburn's our topic tonight at halftime with assistant coach Dean Oliver. Chucky was 5 of 33 from the floor before playing against Southern Cal and made 7 shots, 7 of 13, 17 points. I asked Dean how he got out of that slump.
He really took a step back and looked at how he was playing, how he was preparing for the game, and it's really changed for the better. You know, it's a fine line for getting prepared for a game, how much you're going to do, and mentally how you're going to kind of impose your will on the game, and then sometimes you got to let the game come to you. And that's the thing about being a point guard. You just never know. Every night it may be something different, and that's what he's figuring out.
Was he trying to do too much?
At times, yeah, definitely. He knows this team needs it to do, but at the same time, he's got to find the spots, you know, and keep, you know, taking the right ones. And then I think, he learned from his mistakes as far as letting frustrations get to him and keeping his composure. You know, he always keeps his composure overall, but that's about as loose as he gets as far as composure. And, it forced some worse shots, and he's learned from it. He's getting better.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's 4 generations of cheese making. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wake Forest leads Wisconsin 37-34 at halftime. Chuck Ampern adjusting to a little bit different role, expanded role. But you and I talked to Dean Oliver about that transition.
Well, for sure it is, and in adjusting to how teams are preparing for him. Obviously there's a huge focus on him night in, night out. Teams are really hounding him, trying to keep him from touching the balls and making him work to even touch it. And it's quite taxing throughout the game. So, it's just in great players. They learn how to adjust how they're being guarded, and that's, I think, what you're seeing in the last couple games. He's figuring some things out.
What are you asking of Chucky in that role?
To find your spots. You're always looking, but you're also trying to get other guys involved. And I think right now, especially early in the season, it's more of getting other guys going, getting your teammates going, and knowing that you always are going to have that moment when we need it, and he's prepared to do those things when we need them.
Dean Oliver on Chucky Hepburn. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you absolutely present a West Bend versus when, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wake Forest leads Wisconsin at the half. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 12 of 27 from the field, 5 of 12 from the arc, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Wake Forest started hot, got cold, ended up pretty good, about 52% from the floor, 15 to 29, 3 of 12 from long range, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Both teams have turned it over quite a bit. Badgers well beyond their norm. 8 first half miscues, 9 for Wake Forest. Badgers a plus 5 in points off turnovers, 10 to 5. Wake Forest a plus 7 in the rebounding department. Points in the paint. We mentioned the Badgers are really good at that in Atlantis. It's been Wake Forest in the first half with a plus 10, 22 to 12. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. At the break, Wake Forest 37, Wisconsin 34. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, you're ready for the second half. Badgers in a close game. Surprise, surprise. Just kind of how they roll. 37-34, Wake Forest here at Kohl Center.
It's reasonable to assume that a shot like the one Chucky Hepburn made at the end of the first half, which, by the way, he didn't bank. He swished,
through.
Would give the Badgers a little bit of a spark coming out here for the second half, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah, you would certainly hope so. What they got to be careful about here, you got Wall with two fouls, Davis with two fouls, Sejan with two fouls, Crow with two fouls. So, said this many times, they got to be really smart here for these several first minutes of the second half.
And Wake Forest bigs are all in a little bit of foul trouble. Carr has two fouls. Marsh has two fouls. Bradford has two fouls. Marsh has two fouls. Bradford has three fouls. The revelation to me was the way Matthew Marsh played in the first half. On the season now, was 3 of 3 in his last ballgame, which was South Carolina State. And before that, in their loss to Loyola Marymount, he was 6 of 7.
You get a lot of dunk shots off those screen
range.
Rolls, right?
No footer.
Yeah, you get a big guy like that, you get the pick and roll game going, and you are causing trouble. So Wake Forest will get the first possession of the second half, and it'll move to our left, and away we go. Tyree Appleby, 12 first half points, starts the offense, hands off to Monsanto, a flip to Hildreth. At the top of the circle, high screen Marsh, blocked out Klesman. He recovers, now Hildreth pushes it up, right hand, good. Cameron Hildreth with 10, 39-34 Wake Forest, opening minutes second half. Badgers move to our right. Davis throwing to Klesman between the circles. Lobs to Crow, top of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky turns a corner, drives a lane above the glass and rim, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Crow. And it'll belong to Wake Forest.
It's going to be frustrating for Chucky, just the inability to finish consistently around the glass.
Mm-hmm. Up the floor comes Tyree Appleby. 35 seconds gone by, second half. 5-point lead, Wake Forest at 39-34. Appleby working off a couple of screens to the right side and runs it up there for Marsh. Low on the left, and he'll finish. Another one of those no-footers. Matthew Marsh has 8, and the lead is 7. Longest of the night for Wake Forest. Hepburn out high. Throwing a Wall outside left, sends to Crow top of the circle, the pass to Hepburn on the left wing, and a whistle as more bodies on the floor. Andrew Carr with a pancake of Tyler Wall, and they may take a look at that. Going to have a monitor review.
I couldn't tell if Wall had his arm or not. Could you?
It's hard to tell. Yeah,
they were blocked. did look like another a wrestling move, though. Well, both players have two fouls, so yeah. It's significant, right?
Yeah, it is. We're 59 seconds into the second half, 41-34, Wake Forest.
You pointed out at halftime Wake's advantage in the paint, and they've done it in a variety of different ways. Appleby drives, Hildreth floaters, and Marsh dunks.
We might have ourselves a play on here, I guess. So here we go. They may have called something on Card there, but we'll play through here. Crowd gives off to Heberlin. There was nothing signaled, so I think they're just playing through here. Crowd left of the lane. Shot clock at 10. Crowd backing on Marsh. Crowd backing, runs it out to Hepburn. Fakes the three. Pulls up. Left elbow jumper. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Andrew Carr of Wake Forest. And here comes Cameron Hildreth. Here's the Tyree Appleby at the top. Bounce pass to Carr, left point. Carr slips, falls down, but kept the dribble alive. Backing on Wall, who went down as well. Gets it back out to Hildreth. Hildreth off the Marsh screen, and it's illegal. Trying to check out on Max Klesmith there. Marsh called for the foul. That'll be his third. And the team's second of this half. And Davion Bradford will be coming back in. Bradford will be re-entering with three fouls.
It is impressive the size they could put on the floor in that rotation.
It really is. I mean, not just tall. I mean, paint the picture for you. They got thickness. 18-18 to play, 41-34 Wake Forest. Jordan Davis throwing to Klesman, fakes the three, now takes the three, left side, around and out, no good. Rebound tip from Crowell, Wall trying to gather, the ball is loose, battle on the floor, foul call, they'll get Bradford. They're chopping away at Tyler Wall, that's good work from Crowell initially, and then Wall just is not going to stop, and he was able to draw the foul.
That's number four, too, isn't it, on Bradford?
Yes, it is. Connor Esegin will come in. For Jordan Davis, limited minutes for Connor in the first half. He picked up those fouls. See if they can get him going. Bradford comes out. The freshman, Zach Keller, 6'10", 225-pounder out of Colorado, is into the lineup. Crowell gets the inbounds pass. Gets it back to Chucky on the left side. Hep holds and looks. Sends to a Esegin. Connor at the logo. Throwing to Hepburn on the left side. Keller picks him up on a switch. A throw to Crowell. Inside feed. Wall catches. Left block. Trying to squeeze through a double team. Goes up right hand. Calls through. Wall with 7, 41-36 Wake Forest. 2:15 gone by in the second half. Appleby gets the play call for the Wake Forest bench. A bounce to Carr up top. Carr matched with Wall. A feed for Hildreth, darts it into Keller. Low on the left to the rim, layup good. Zach Keller with his first points. 43-36 Wake Forest. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Klesman high on the right, throwing to Wall between the circles. Wall with a pass for Crowell at the top. Crowell one dribble, hands to Wall right side. Tyler dribbles to the baseline and finds a cutting. Esegin to the rim, runs it up, no, but a foul. That was a tough chance, but a great flash inside by Esegin. And the freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, will shoot two.
I was talking with Esegin before they played in the Bahamas, and he was saying that he learned how to cut and the importance of cutting without the basketball, moving without the basketball from his AAU coach. And he said it just always stuck with him, that if he kept moving, that he'd find ways to score.
Well, he learned well. He listened well. Hildreth called for the foul, his second. And Connor Esegin with the first free throw, and it is good. Boy, you look at crunch time there. I think it was the Kansas game, the end of regulation. I think that was a game he was fouled and, you know, pressure free throw, and he had to look like, yeah, get out of my way. I got this. Second free throw is good. He has made his first 11 foul shots as a Wisconsin Badger. 43-38 Wake Forest, 17-10 remaining. Andrew Carr with a bounce for Hildreth on the left side. Hildreth driving on Klesman in the lane. Spin move low on the left shot. Block. Crowd comes down with it. And Chucky up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Little spin move. Stopped, stumbled, walked. Turnover of Wisconsin. Just got a little out of control there. And a turnover for the Badgers. That's 9 of them now. They average 9.5 a game.
All the things Appleby does on offense, he's not a bad defender either.
Yeah.
That's a tough matchup for Hepper because of the quickness of Appleby.
Appleby to the front court. Averages 18 a game. He has 12 so far tonight. Appleby off the high screen. Works against Hepburn. Little crossover right of the lane. Driving up in off the glass. Appleby with 14. 45-38 Wake Forest. 3.5 minutes into the second half. Hepburn on the left side, throwing a wall between the circles. Refeeds Chucky on the wing. Inside to Crowell, left of the lane, backing on Keller. Backing his Crowell, draws the double. Hepburn's open. Tap pass to Seagin for three, right side. Around and out, no good. Hildreth the rebound. And here comes Wake Forest. Hildreth ahead to Monsanto. He'll try a three, left side. Back iron, no. Long rebound, Hepburn. Chucky to the front court. Numbers aren't great. Now Badgers will slow it down. Klesmet right of the circle. 45-38 Wake Forest. Early second half. Klesmet a bump of play on. Slips a pass into Crowell. Bobbles and a turnover. Carr's pass stolen away at half court by Klesmet as they trade miscues. Klesmet floats at the wall. 15-50 to play. 45-38 Wake Forest. Here's Wall turning the corner. Right block poked away by Carr. Wall runs it down near the right corner and he'll flip it out to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky shakes against Monsanto. Runs it back to Klesmet. Inside feed. Crowell catches. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Nope. Off the right side. Iron. Rebound. Wall. He got tied up and fouled. That'll go against Zach Keller. And that'll be his first foul as we have the under 16 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:31 remaining. Wake Forest 45, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car. He came home and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself. And I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 24. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 15 minutes, 31 seconds left at the Kohl Center. Wake Forest 45, Wisconsin 38.
Wisconsin only one of six from the field to start the second half. The only basket coming from Tyler Wall to go along with a couple of free throws from Connor Asijan. I don't know if you noticed it early on. Asijan's only taken three shots, had foul trouble in the first half. But when he takes a shot now, there's an expectation here at the Kohl Center that it's going in.
Yeah. Oh, there's a buzz. You just kind of feel it when he's in the game.
So can you remember the last time that we had that sensation when someone would
a freshman
a shot? Yeah.
I remember when someone just came into the game. I'm not saying they're the same, but Decker, when he would come off the bench, it was you could feel it. I mean, different players, different time, but. Inbounds pass Hepburn, throwing to Tyler Wall. He'll feed Hepburn on the right wing. Hepburn brings it back out front. Hildreth defending. Chucky will glide in front of his head coach along the left sideline. Working the baseline as Hepburn steps back, feeds Gilmore. Left wing, throws to Klesmet, rotates to Asijan. Connor on the right side, two to shoot. Chucky will, deep three, good. Chucky Hepburn again. Shot clock was winding down, 45-41 Wake Forest. 5 minutes gone by, second half. Tyree Appleby to the front court for the Demon Deacons. High screen Keller, Hepburn works over it. Appleby flips to Hildreth on the left side. Thought about it. Now takes a three. Left of the circle. No good. And the rebound loose. Hepburn, Keller to the floor. And Keller had it, but he was out of bounds. Yes, sir. He's back just sliding across that baseline. And it'll belong to Wisconsin with 14:47 to play. 45-41, Wake Forest leading Wisconsin.
Hepburn really shooting the three with confidence tonight. He's got four of them, including that half-court rocket he shot just before half.
Yeah, four out of five. We mentioned he was three of five Friday against USC in the Bahamas. And he's coming out of it. Here's the siege on top of the circle. Throws to Wall at the right point. Wall out to Gilmore, top of the arc. One dribble to hand off to Hepburn. Chucky on the left-hand dribble. Throws to Gilmore high on the right. Inside feed. Wall catches. Quick turn. Low on the right. Underneath. Got pinned. Knocked away. Diving for it is a siege and trying to save it for Wisconsin. They get a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness. What hustle from Connor Asijan. Just flying onto the scene to keep the possession to Wisconsin.
Yeah, you thought and you knew that Wall was trapped underneath on a double team, and Asijan helped save the possession with his hustle.
Here's Hepburn with four on the shot clock. Chucky baseline right inbound. Looking, still looking, and a throw out the Wall. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Chucky right side, got a launch, lets it go. Oh, my goodness! They'll review it. He hit it. Oh, my goodness, Chucky Hepburn. Even if it didn't count, it was fun. Taking a look at it right now, and we'll see. I thought live look. Yes, sir. Did he get it? No, he didn't. He took a look, but a shot clock violation, no basket. 45-41, Wake Forest, 14-14 remaining.
It's one of those zones with this long-range shooting. You just step over the timeline and launch.
Just a little bit late. Here's Appleby walking it through the center circle. And walks to his left. High screen Keller. Appleby on the right side. Picked up by Gilmore on a switch. Appleby wants him. Behind the back on the dribble. Drives. Kicks to Hildreth. Right corner three is off the rim. No good. Rebound Gilmore for Wisconsin. 13:55 to play. 45-41 Wake Forest. Hepburn to the right side. Feeling it. Driving in the lane. Got tied up. Trying to dig it out of there. Throws to Klesmet. Baseline left. Out to Hepburn. 4-3. Up top. Yes, sir. Chucky Hepburn. Another triple. Badgers within one. Oh, young man out of Omaha, Nebraska, feeling it tonight. 13:33 remaining, 45-44 Wake Forest. Hildreth high on the left, crowded by Klesmet. Hildreth trying to back him down. Hildreth turns, low on the left, up, new, way off the mark. Wall the rebound, outlet to Hepburn. Chucky with a heat check, right side. Back rim no good, the rebound to Keller.
He knew that was coming. Yeah, he took me literally, get over the timeline and fire.
Here comes Hildreth, left sideline to the front court. 13:08 to play, 1-point lead, Wake Forest. Hildreth edge of the center circle. Klesmet digs in. Hildreth directing traffic. Shot clock is at 12. Hildreth still up top. Walks to the right. Bounces for Monsanto against Connor Asijan. Monsanto baseline right. Pull up 10-footer is good. 8 for Damari Monsanto. 47-44 Wake Forest. 12:45 to play. Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. He'll throw to Klesmet at the top against Damari Monsanto. A screen from Gilmore. Klesmet on the dribble. Left of the lane. Caught underneath. Pass deflected. Got the Wall in the paint. Tyler turns. Low on the left. Got to do something. Up left hand. Good. Off the window. Wall with 9. 47-46. Wake Forest with 12:20 remaining in Madison.
Think about Tyler Wall. In general, he does not panic when he's in a crowd looking for a shot.
Tyree Appleby off the high screen from Keller. Appleby pounds the dribble. Knocked away by it for a moment by Hepburn. Got it back. 14 to shoot. Appleby is getting dogged right now. And a pass goes off of Klesman's foot into the hands of Gilmore. Turnover Wake Forest as the Badgers are trying to tighten the screws on the defensive end. Here's Hepburn for the lead. Right side. Off the mark. No good. Rebound to Cameron Gilbreth of Wake Forest. Hildreth gives off to Monsanto. Long three on the way. No good. Rebound. Hepburn with 11:40 remaining.
I think Monsanto's into this gamesmanship with Chucky now. What
right.
do you think?
Kind of looking like it, huh? 47-46, Wake Forest. Hepburn sets the floor, throws to a siege. Connor, left of the lane, turns it back out, leaves it for Wall. Gives to Hepburn high on the right. Shot clock is down to 10. Hepburn pounds the dribble. Bounce pass to Wall. He gets double. Turns baseline, goes to the rim. Up, yes! Off the window. Wall gives the Badgers the lead. Timeout, Wake Forest. Ooh, got a lot of juice in the building tonight. And we've got a good one unfolding in Madison. This will be a full timeout. College sports, full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:14 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Wake Forest 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Chicken
say. Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf.
Oh, a wolf. Ooh.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
844.
We've already met him.
11 minutes, 14 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin 48, Wake Forest 47.
Tyler Wall just took advantage of a freshman who made a fundamental mistake on a double team. Clintman didn't close off the baseline to Tyler Wall. He's doubled, but he has access to the rim with a quick spin move. He got there and scored.
And the Badgers grab the lead. Wake Forest, led by as many as seven. It's been pretty tight throughout. Demon Deacons came into the game shooting 37% from the three-point line. So far tonight, they are 3-for-16. The Badgers, on the other hand, 7-of-18. Marsh and Carr, couple bigs back on the floor. Monsanto, Appleby, and Davian Williamson in. Davis, Gilmore, Wall, Lindsay, and Asijan, the five on the floor for the Badgers. So Greg Gargiv and Chucky Hepburn.
Station.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
11:03 remaining, 48-47 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis just picked up his third foul. We talked about it coming out of halftime. They've been good. All those guys with the three foul or the two fouls. Jordan becomes the first Badger to pick up his third.
Badgers have done a good job again at the three-point line with their defense. Only 3 of 16 for Wake Forest. Only one team has really hurt Wisconsin from the perimeter, and that was Southern Cal. 10 of 24, 41%. Other than that, Wisconsin have been pretty steady and consistent defending that three-point line.
Yeah, it's been a constant with the program, and we mentioned it many times. The percentage is one thing, but the number of looks. Now, there have been some heat checks both ways here, to be sure. Monsanto, we talked about him. He came in red hot from three, made one early, but right now he sits 1 for 7. But don't expect him to be shy here moving forward when he's out of the floor.
No, that's very true. And they're two leading scorers from the perimeter, Monsanto and Appleby. So they're capable of getting hot in a hurry.
And Appleby hasn't messed around a lot with the three tonight. He's been able to take some guys off the dribble. 6 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the arc. As Appleby will be at the free throw line. That was just the first team foul of Wisconsin in the second half. Wake has 5. Keep that in mind with 11:03 remaining. First free throw for Appleby is good. He is an 85% free throw shooter. Very good throughout his career in that area.
Gets a lot of makes and takes. He had attempted 23 more free throws than anyone else on this roster.
Second free throw coming up. A 6-foot grad transfer on the way and straight through. And it's 49-48 Wake Forest. 11:03 to play. And Isaac Lindsay will bring it up for Wisconsin. Lindsay throwing to a Sejan. Connor against Davian Williamson. A pass right side for Lindsay. Bounces to Wall. Baseline right, drawing a double, whips it back out to Gilmore, rotates to Davis, feeds Lindsay left side, 12 to shoot. Davis high on the left, finds a curling Asijan to the rim, layup attempt is blocked by Carr. Big time rejection by Andrew Carr. Here comes Appleby on the push, feeds Williamson, rotates the Carr left corner. Back out to Williamson. And Wake will set the offense with Appleby. 10.5 minutes to play, 49-48 Wake Forest. Appleby out high, turns down the screen, throws left corner, three on the way is good for Davian Williamson, his first points of the night. 52-48 Wake Forest with 10:15 remaining. Isaac Lindsay will bring it up. Hepburn and Crow will check in. Next whistle for Wisconsin. Gilmore right of the circle. Carter retreats as the Badgers reload. Lindsay out high, throwing to Gilmore, wraps it to Davis on the left wing, feeds Wall left of the paint, draws the double. Wall darts a pass to Gilmore, rotates right side, Lindsay, or Asijan rather, for three, and he buries it. Connor Asijan, his first triple of the night, 52-51 Wake Forest.
Great passing by Wisconsin, moving the ball from one side of the court to the other. Wall to Carter, Gilmore to Asijan in the right wing.
9:35 remaining. Appleby against Jordan Davis. Appleby rocks the dribble, glides to his left, feeds Carr with a shot fake. Operates against Wall, lost his balance, kept the dribble alive, regains his balance. Backing on Wall, a little strength on strength here, 4 to shoot. Turning it to Carr, shooting, missing, Wall the rebound. And the Badgers with a chance to get the lead back with 9:15 to play. Wall to the front court. Off the right wing, darts to Gilmore, high on the left. Thought about it, thought otherwise. Out to Isaac Lindsay. Feeds Asijan, high on the left. Asijan with a flip to Wall, turns to Davis, 12 to shoot. Davis feeds Wall against Carr, have him isolated. Wall puts it on the deck, baseline right, fouled by Carr. And the Badgers have not been shy at getting Wall in this isolation game. The foul on Andrew Carr is going to be his fourth. Team foul number 6.
It's not only the confidence Greg Gard has in Wall, it's Wall's confidence in his shot and his ability to win those matchups one-on-one.
5 on the floor now. Hepburn Crowell, Wall, Davis, and Asijan. And just as I say that, Max Klesman will check in for Jordan Davis. 8:53 remaining, 52-51 Wake Forest. Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Floats it into Wall, back out to Hepburn right corner. Inside feed to Crowell. Crowell against Marsh. A little dig from Hildreth. Kick out to Hepburn. Two-man game. Crowell and Hepburn. Chucky on the right side. Back out to Crowell. He'll try the three straight on. Straight in. Steven Crowell from distance. And the Badgers lead 54-52 with 8.5 minutes to play. Tyree Appleby high on the left around a Marsh screen. Hedged by Crowell. Going to Klintzman, tries a three off the rim, over the backboard. Wisconsin ball up two with 8:19 remaining.
Big smile on the face. Stephen Crowell has obviously struggled from the three-point line this year, but a perfectly executed pick and pop. Marsh was late getting out there to contest, and he made the shot.
He was 5 of 20 from the arc coming into the game, but his three has given the Badgers the lead with 8:15 to play, 54-52 Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell at the top, takes the handoff, and now Asijan for three, got it going glass! Connor Asijan with another triple, and it's 57-52 Wisconsin, 7:55 to play. Appleby dogged by Hepburn, Chucky with the steal, Appleby in pursuit, Hepburn layup, no good, rebound Marsh, Appleby kept hustling, going to the other end, bumped by Hepburn, the foul called on Chucky. Now give Tyree Appleby credit. Chucky mad at himself for not finishing the layup, but Appleby didn't quit on the play. Maybe bothered him just enough. And then Hepburn called for the foul at the other end as we have a timeout at the Kohl Center. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:42 remaining. Wisconsin 57, Wake Forest 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high-quality, go-all-four-quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
At the Kohl Center.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game as we spotlight Chucky Hepburn. Why wouldn't we? 18 points, 5 of 8 from distance, a buzzer beater from half court. Oh, heat check now and then, but he's carrying it over, isn't he, for Friday?
Yeah, I'm fine with what he's doing as far as checking out the range on his jumper. I mean, you're absolutely right about how important it is that carryover is a sustainable type of play from Chuck, because they need him They don't need him to score 30 points tonight, but they need him to play at a certain level, as they do with Wall and Prowl, and everybody else fills in.
Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 7:42 to play, 57-52 Wisconsin. It'll be Wake Forest basketball.
Did you notice the season when Michael Jordan with the palms up shrug after he banked that shot?
Going all Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals against Portland back in the day. Inbounds pass to Tyree Appleby. Out front off a Clintman screen. Works to the left wing. Drives off the wing. Runs it up and in. Well, he just blows off the wing. Wall tried to recover, but no chance. 57-54 Wisconsin. 7.5 minutes remaining. Klesmet out high. Williamson defends. Klesmet throwing to Hepburn. High on the left. He is with Appleby. Two talented guards have it at it tonight, Hepburn and Appleby. As Chucky will walk it back to the mid-stripe with 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky loops at the Crowell. Right of the circle, three on the way. Not this time. Rebound tipped, and they'll get Hildreth on the foul. Looked like he checked out Connor Assijan. And Hildreth will pick up his third foul. That is team foul number 7. So Assijan will go to the line for a 1-1. Connor 2 of 2 at the line tonight, and he has hit a couple of triples here in the last few minutes. 7:05 to play, 57-54 Wisconsin.
Showing some resiliency too, because that was a rough first half for the freshman.
Front end of the 1-1 is nothing but net.
And I'm guessing during his high school career, he faced a lot of physical defenders, don't you think?
Probably the
like triple coverage.
Top of the scouting report, you think?
Yes.
Second free throw, good. Connor hits them both. 59-54 Wisconsin. Coming up on 7 minutes to play here in Madison. Bobby Clinton, beg your pardon, high on the left. Now it's Hildreth. It'll be left point against Klesmet. Hildreth backing. Mid post left, still backs, turns it back out to Clinton. He'll feed Appleby, wide open three, go to the right side. Tyree Appleby with three more, 59-57 Wisconsin. 6:40 remaining, 21 now for Appleby tonight. Assijan with a bounce for Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell kills the dribble, throws to Wall on the right side, flips to Crowell. Crowell, right wing, bounce pass, Wall, draws a double, out to Crowell, right of the wheel, left open, he'll try the three, good! Stephen Crowell with his second three, he's warming up from long range. 62-57 Wisconsin, 6:12 remaining. Williamson throwing to Hildreth, now it's Appleby between the arcs, off the Marsh screen, Appleby kicks to Williamson, clear look at a three, left side, no good, long rebound, Appleby got there, right side, he lines up a three, good again, Appleby with 24, 62-60 Wisconsin with 5:50 remaining.
And both have been wide open threes from the right wing.
Assijan throwing to Klesmet at the top. He turns to Hepburn, high on the right, throws to Crowell, rotates to Wall, out